Isn't it so exciting, Ansley? Starbucks finally has all the pumpkin spice everything. Ugh, I could just drown myself in pumpkin spice. Okay. Yes, I have my pumpkin spice latte. We'll take the apple juice for my daughter. Yeah, I can't wait till she can have caffeine. She's only 8 years old now. And sweetie, you're going to love lattes. Your mom, I only drink pumpkin spice and vanilla lattes because, listen, sweetie, mocha, anything like mocha lattes, they're not good, okay? Like, mommy has a rule. I don't eat or enjoy anything that's like dark. I mean, obviously I love vanilla lattes because we're white. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's sit over here at the table. Yeah, sweetie, right here. Mm-hmm. We got a nice view. Oh, I can't wait for fall, but this weather, the change. I mean, I guess it's good because we can still wear our tank tops and our flip-flops, but mommy is ready for some cooler weather. You know, wear my Uggs. Oh my God, sweetie, I got you some Uggs. Mm-hmm. And I'll pull out all the cute scarves. You can wear some of mommy's scarves too. Hold on. What is that man doing? Sweetie, here, let me just kind of sit in front of you. Don't worry. Just some weirdo out there. I gotta protect you, baby girl. Yeah. Ugh. You know, sweetie, we moved to this neighborhood and it just like really ticks me off that we come into town and there's still like darkness around. Ugh. No. Oh my God. Mm-mm. All right, honey. I'm sorry. You're going to have to see mommy get mad, but I can't leave you in here by yourself. So come here. Hold me. Hold my hand. Come here. Yeah, grab your juice. I'll grab my latte. Ugh, mommy has to take care of some trash. Yeah. Hi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What do you think you're doing? I mean, it's pretty obvious to me what you're doing. And you don't belong here. I've never seen you before. This is a small community. And I'm like head of so many committees. And I've literally never seen you before. And I would remember. I'll just put it that way. But I'm like totally offended because it's obvious what you're doing. And it's pretty disgusting. Like, I'm going to call the cops because your shorts are obviously down. And I'm going to talk really softly here because I got to hide it from my daughter how much of a sicko you're being. And listen, I mean, I guess I'll take this time to do the right Christian thing and try to spread the good word because obviously you need it. I can tell that you probably don't know Jesus Christ in your heart and soul. So, I mean, if I'm to be a good Christian, I'm to spread and try to save any and all souls. But it's just hard. It's definitely hard when I caught you in the act. I saw you looking at me and my daughter, and I see you looking on her feet. You're sick. I should call the cops right here. Like, forget about trying to save you. Excuse me. What's your name, by the way? Tell me your name. Ramnick. Did I say it right? Ramnick. Okay. Well, Ramnick, nobody tells me what to do except Jesus Christ himself. So I'll call the cops if I want to. I caught you red-handed. And God is judging you right now. I hope you know that. God does not forgive sickos like you. I mean, let me not say that. It's just hard. It's hard being a Christian and trying to do the right thing with people like you. Because I'm pretty sure I see you looking at my daughter's feet. I'm pretty sure that you're a pedophile. Uh-huh. I know one when I see one. I'm part of the community watch group, okay? And we are run by Jesus Christ himself. No, Ramnik, you're not leaving here. I'm not letting you leave here unscathed by the police or God himself. No, you're going to receive my wrath. And obviously, Jesus will judge you too, and you'll receive his wrath. Or the cops might just show up and put you behind bars for being such a sicko. Stop looking at my daughter's feet. Sick. That doesn't mean you can look at my feet. Look me in the eyes, Ramnik. There you go. Yeah, look into my blue eyes. And know that even Jesus loves pedophiles, I guess. I mean, you can be saved, but ugh, you're so disgusting. You shouldn't even be here, Ramnik. I'm calling the cops. You can't stop me. No, you can't stop me from calling the cops. I'm saving this community from gross pedophiles like you. Wait, what did you say, Ramnik? You'll give me anything I want if I don't call the cops? There's something else. What is it, Ramnik? Okay, you'll give me anything I want if I don't call the cops and I get into your vehicle and allow a foot session? Listen, let's make a deal before I agree, okay? I'll agree to this if you promise that you'll buy me all the pumpkin spice candles, decor, everything pumpkin spice. And me and my daughter love Lululemon leggings. And we both need some new Uggs. Mm-hmm. Birkenstocks too. Oh, and also you're going to agree to give me lifetime Starbucks. I won't have to ever spend a penny. And I go here a lot, Ramnik. Also, Target gift cards. Mm-hmm. Is that a deal? I won't call the cops. And we will get in the vehicle and you can have a nasty little foot session, but you're not touching my fucking daughter. You understand me? Okay, good. And also, I am going to try to spread the word of Jesus Christ during it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, come here, sweetie. We're going to get in this man's vehicle. Come on. Come on, good girl. Mm. God, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I mean, I have needs. I have lots of shopping needs, and you're going to fulfill them all, you dirty little Arab. Let me guess, you're Arab or Indian? Wait, Ramnik, don't answer that. It doesn't fucking matter, because you're a brownie, okay? And I'm going to remove my daughter's flip-flops here, and you're going to look at her little elementary school feet like I bet you've been wishing to do, you sick fuck. And you're going to jerk off that nasty brown pedo dick. Just leave your feet right there on mommy's lap. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. This is what you wanted, isn't it, you Allah worshiper? That's sick. You know, that's sick. Jesus Christ is a God that anyone should be worshiping. Yeah, jerk off for Jesus, you disgusting camel fucker. Come on, every jerk you make is more and more love for Jesus. Ramnik, I told you that I was going to throw Jesus into the mix. Okay, you're not going away from this vehicle without you understanding the love of Jesus Christ. Look at my daughter's fucking feet, because I know you want to. Oh, I can't believe you love feet. I mean, really? Is that a towel head thing? Because that's disgusting. Sand niggers love little girl feet. And I bet they're little white girl feet, huh? Mm-hmm. You like children's feet, you gross shit skin camel fucker, huh? Now you want to jerk off to kids' feet with that nasty kebab dick. You nasty Allah worshiper. I hope that even just in the presence of me and my perfect white daughter, that Jesus' love is soaking into that nasty, shitty skin of yours. And it's going to be so great when you buy Birkenstocks and Uggs for me and my daughter. And every time you're going to think about her feet right in front of you. Mm-hmm, those little kid soles that you're looking at. Oh, my God. I can't believe children's feet are your porn. You sick. I bet it's your sex, actually. Yeah, because nobody wants to fuck a kebab dick. Ugh. No. Sand niggers? Jerk off to perfect white feet instead. That's your sex, isn't it, you brownie pedo fuck? Yeah. I forgot I had this pumpkin iced latte. Here you go. Yeah. Here. We'll use that pumpkin spice latte as lube here. Yeah, I'm going to put my daughter's feet on your nasty, shitty dick. Ugh, look at that. Look at that perfect white skin. Yeah, that's the closest you're ever going to do to fucking a white woman. You don't even want to fuck white women, do you? No, you want to fuck little children's feet. White little girl feet. You sick raghead pervert. Oh my God, I can't believe I am putting my daughter's perfect white 8-year-old feet on your sand nigger brown shit dick. Ugh. Yeah, that's right. Give her that curry cum. That's so nasty. That's so nasty. And just remember, you're coming for Jesus. Jesus loves you, Ramnick. Jesus loves you, even sick, brownie pedophiles like you. This is bringing you closer to God, and it should. Worship white skin Jesus, you sick towelhead pedo. You're so nasty, Ramnick. This has literally been so nasty, but so worth it because you're going to buy me all the things that me and my daughter need. And Ramnick, I'm sure you can imagine that I buy a lot of pumpkin spice everything. Pumpkin spice baking, pumpkin spice smells, soaps, hand soaps, everything. Well, Ramnick, it's really been a pleasure doing business with you. And seriously, consider buying yourself a Bible. Because you need Jesus. Yeah, you are nothing but a shitty, raghead, shit skin, camel fucker. And you need Jesus to make you better. You really do. And don't fucking come to my neighborhood again. You understand me? Okay. All right. Bye, Ramnick.